Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The NFL has canceled the Hall of Fame game that traditionally opens the preseason and is delaying the 2020 induction ceremonies for a year because of COVID-19. The August 6 exhibition game in Canton, Ohio between the Cowboys and Steelers is the first on-field event the league has canceled during the pandemic. It will now be played on August 5, 2021. Enshrinements for the 20 men scheduled for this year now will occur on August 7, 2021. In other virus-related sports news, Churchill Downs says the rescheduled Kentucky Derby in Oaks will run this fall with spectators under strict guidelines to limit crowd density for the race that annually attracts more than 100,000 people. The 146th runnings of the Oaks for fillies and the Derby were postponed from May 1st and 2nd to September 4th and 5th. New Hampshire Motor Speedway will allow fans in the grandstands and suites for the August 2nd NASCAR Cup Series race, and the USGA has announced its exemption categories for the U.S. Open planned for September 17th through 20th at Winged Foot. After nixing the qualifying round, the U.S. Open will take the top 70 golfers in the world ranking from March 15th. Yesterday's announcement includes a spot for Phil Mickelson, who was at number 61 in March. The U.S. Open is the only major Mickelson hasn't won. In golf yesterday, Mackenzie Hughes shot a career-low 60 to take the early lead at the Travelers Championship. In soccer, Australia and New Zealand will co-host the 2023 Women's World Cup. And lastly, in college sports news, Atlantic Coast Conference Commissioner John Swofford is retiring after the 2020-2021 academic year, ending his tenure after 24 years. The 71-year-old Swofford has the longest run in that position in the history of the 67-year-old conference. He took over as commissioner of a 9-team league, and in the years that followed, directed the ACC through multiple waves of expansion to its current status with 15 teams. I'm Jesse King.